This is Paloma and Davy Jones, and we're standing in a very dark and scary alley. All right, so who are we talking to tonight?
Talking to Crescendo.
Crescendo.
All right, so introduce yourselves. Just pass this around. Say who you are, what you do.
My name is Tony Felix. I sing and play guitar and write songs for Crescendo.
My name is Brandon Loftus. I play guitar for Crescendo and start the revolution every day.
This is Tony Danger. I'm the white Mexican named Tony in this band.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, man.
I'm Brandon Rex. I'm the full Mexican of the band. I play bass, and I try to not be totally crazy on the stage and stuff like that.
Mexican,
that's it.
Hawaiian.
Mexican, Hawaiian, Filipino slash, bunch of slash. I do like Filipino. No, I'm not Pacific Islander. I swear to God, no, I'm not though. I swear, dude. I'll whip it out right now.
No,
I swear.
He's North Korean.
Yeah, no, I'm dark enough. Come on. Yeah, Cameron Jordan, my stepdad. Leave my stepdad out of this, please. I swear.
Someone joined the band who had a different name. I mean, you're only allowed to have one of two names to be in this band. Like, what would you do? How would you handle that?
Tar and feather, probably. Probably tar and feather, like, first off and stuff, you know? Castrate them, you know? We need somebody singing, like, high, like, falsetto.
I would name him Adam Oriana. Adam Oriana, and I would walk through dark alleyways with a full-blooded Mexican Cuban blood.
Costa Rica.
My bad.
Filipino.
Sorry, dude, Costa Rican.
All right, so how long have the four of you known each other?
Oh, man. We go back, like,
Ninth or tenth grade.
Yeah.
We all went to the same high school, Monta Vista High School.
Some of us knew each other in the middle school. And
I've been trying to steal Tony's girlfriend since we were six.
Yeah.
Literally, since we were, like, about six or so.
I don't play that, though.
How's she
I don't
doing
play
anyway?
That shit.
Yeah. Only two have gotten pregnant so far, so it's still it's all good.
The ratio is good.
Yeah.
Me and Tony and Brandon, we used to play songs together in like 10th grade.
Yeah.
And we used to put incense on fire and not even smoke weed or do anything, any kind of drug. It was totally lame.
Yeah, seriously.
And then we'd
yeah.
play the record in his Jeep Cherokee while we drove around Parkway Plaza thinking we were cool.
put incense on fire?
Yeah, incense and black lighting.
But without any...
You gotta get the mood right. That's what it's all about. It's all about the mood when you play, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I would say that. It was sensual in the most like heterosexual way possible, I think.
That's the lamest.
Did you guys sit around and listen to Coldplay together?
What's that?
No.
Did you sit around and listen to Coldplay together?
We were the Coldplay, man. We listened to ourselves.
Only on top of a mattress.
All right, Tony Danger.
Yes.
Are you from California? Because you don't.
Where do you think I'm from? Europe?
I don't know.
Because I donate plasma. I donate
seem
plasma.
Like,
they tell me I'm from. They look like I'm a European.
You seem like you're from a different state.
No.
Were you born here?
I'm a full-blown Mormon Californian.
I think we're all native Indians, pretty much, right?
He's from Anchor, North Dakota.
I lived in Cedar City, Utah, for a little while as a kid.
So tell me about your religious beliefs.
N/A.
You're Catholic, aren't you?
No, my mom is.
I wasn't even baptized.
Yeah, that's true. But
you
I wasn't
Catholic?
Baptized. No.
I think my family was, they raised me Catholic.
I'm baptized Mormon, dude.
No.
I can't define this on air though.
Yeah. Non-denominational.
I roam the earth.
No,
I'm a free spirit. I don't know.
And you're not saying.
He listens to Jimi Hendrix, man. Give him a break.
Yeah, that's true.
His religion is music.
I'm a man of few words.
He expresses through music. Yeah, his religion is music.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, yeah. I would have been Catholic, but all of my older brothers and sisters turned into drug addicts. So my mom said, all right, with the seventh one, he shall not be Catholic. Well, let's just, I don't give a fuck what he does. And then I just ended up being me.
And you
burned incense.
Yeah, yeah, I burned incense, and yeah, and
no, they lit incense on fire.
Yeah, on fire.
Yeah, we lit incense on fire. I purposely did not get laid. Did not do drugs, but we just played lame music for a while. That was good.
You want to get serious about religion? I'm an observer of religion, and I have faith in nature, that sort of thing. So you can follow Christianity.
I believe in Crescendo, the Holy Spirit of Crescendo.
Spirit of life right there, yo.
Electromagnetism, if that's a word.
What's the latest on Lost?
Did I
All right. Speaking of Crescendo, there's this band called Crescendo. What's the story?
The story is...
That's right here.
I guess it starts with me. I started a band. Well, I started making music by myself, and I found these good friends that play great music, so we just joined forces, and now we play live now, and it's pretty nice. And we're coming out with an EP this month, so
we eventually started in the basement as just kind of demos, and then we all contributed towards it and laid on textures, and it became just a full-on blown band.
I like that use of words.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was really awesome. Can we just interview?
Yo, we're good.
Yo, we're good, yo.
Just speak for the rest.
Yeah, the three of us will go back inside. Yeah, we'll just go back in. Yeah.
I mean, by the way, Ruby Room and their PBRs are fantastic. Everybody should come down here. Tell them Tony Danger sent you.
And Pirate Pods loves the Ruby Room.
So does Crescendo. Pirate Pods and Crescendo love the Ruby Room. There you go.
We had a good time. Kind of Brian move right there.
We're thinking about having a kid, actually, Crescendo and Pirate Pods and stuff. Yeah. We're thinking about it. Yeah. But we only want a girl.
These are nice pirates, though. They don't hijack fools.
So it'd be some kind of white Filipino Mexican kid.
Samoan Hawaiian. Add in those extra slashes and shit. Yeah.
Next question.
All right. Who sings in the shower?
We all do.
I know, because I've heard these guys.
What do you like to sing in the shower?
Are you serious?
Seriously.
I sing in the shower sometimes if I need to, like, practice or warm up. Yeah. Sing in the shower. It's great. You just yell out.
That's true. Yeah. No, I live in an apartment complex, so I don't sing as much. But I wrote this song called I Use Conditioner When I Masturbate in the Shower. So I use that as my microphone and stuff like that.
Dude,
really
I live at home with my dad and my brother, and I hate how the conditioner always is way lower than the shampoo, man.
Yeah,
I hate that.
You gotta buy more conditioner for this world, as I already mentioned.
Masturbating in the shower takes all fucking day, man. I'm just putting that out there.
That sounds like it's gonna be edited, man.
That's the reason for the water shortage in California.
You guys are just wasting time.
Shower? No, I'm being honest.
I've taken two to 3 hours showers as a fifth grader.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Andrea Lambert, dude, I love you, girl.
Oh man.
So, do you use your penis as a microphone when you're singing in the shower?
No, I use Anthony's penis as a microphone. Not my own. I can't. I'm not that.
I just sing, and I imagine now I'm in that beach scene on the Wilson Phillips video of Hold On, where they're all like standing there and they don't have mics. So you know, I just sing.
Yeah.
And I let it reverb in my room, dude.
Yeah, it's loud enough, right?
Yeah.
Just project.
I've heard I'm not a very good singer in the shower, but I'm a great hummer. I give great hummers in the shower. Phenomenal hummer in the shower.
So, you know, we were talking about singing and such. What was the first song that, and I'm asking all of you this question, the first song you heard and you really decided, hey, you know, I'd like to make music, or this shit's really talking to me.
I love music.
Yeah, I mean, this is my life right here.
Come down.
We're talking about individual songs that have touched us that made us want to do music.
First one that you can remember. Yeah.
I mean,
Castles Made of Sand, Jimi Hendrix. Brandon Loftus. Really?
Good choice. Good choice. Say it again. I love it.
Castles Made of Sand by Jimi Hendrix kind of touched me when I was at least 12 years old. That's when I first picked up a guitar. And, you know, it's, it never gets old. It's universal.
I just remember my people just telling me I used to sing like a Thriller, Michael Jackson, when I came out. So I was maybe like two, so that doesn't really count. I didn't really start playing music until like high school, so definitely started playing like Nirvana and that kind of stuff, Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's a good one.
I can't really name a song, but I think Green Day's Dookie was like the record that made me want to play music, dude. Yeah. I did like Bush's Come Down. It did make me buy that record before Tragic Kingdom by No Doubt.
God,
it's so gay.
A lot more conditioner after that one.
I just like the tight snare sound, dude. It's not. Don't judge me. But the first two records I ever owned were first song I ever remember was Fresh Prince Nightmare on My Street.
Oh, that was a good one. I had that too.
And Easy E.
That's a good one. That's a good
yeah,
one.
That was a great one. Record, man.
That was a good one.
That was Fresh Prince, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, you can't forget about it.
How can you hate on Fresh Prince? He even like let DJ Jazzy Jeff come into like a couple, two or three episodes a season, make like $20.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck.
I think he almost got sued for that one, too. That was like
sampling that song.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I heard about
that. I just remember him like, wake up, dude. Wake up. He's like, he's all tired. It's like, no.
Don't fall asleep, man.
Oh, God.
Don't fall asleep.
Nah, like Tony, I mean, I used to sing, like, Born in the USA on my, like, living room table and stuff like that when I was two. But I think it was, like, Drain You.
That's from... fucking gay.
Yeah, it is pretty good. But I think Drain You off of Nirvana's Nevermind was big. And I think In Utero made me want to play guitar. But
where's
it was
a flannel, dude?
A flannel. I'm wearing it. I got flannel boxes. But I think it wasn't until listening to, like, the Pet Sounds album by the Beach Boys where I kind of said, like, I said, well, yeah, I want to, like, no matter what, I want to be involved in writing music and playing music for the rest of my life. That was it. That kind of did it for me.
Yeah, that's still gay, and it's a great album, too.
That's good. I love it. Gay but good, right?
Yeah. Gay but good.
Gay but good. That's my mental name.
It's okay to be gay.
We don't have anything against gay dudes or chicks, dude, just so you know.
I know. No, none of us do.
Okay.
We love you all. Right,
so,
all God's children.
There's a good
This gay is totally,
segue.
This band's totally gay.
So speaking of sounds, they're all gay. Speaking of sounds,
you would think so, right?
Yeah, I could tell right away my gaydar is like,
yeah. Gaydar beep 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 beep. It's like busted.
Gaydar,
Mormon dar.
Oh shit, Mormon dar.
Mormon dar, Filipino dar.
Oh shit, Filipino, Hawaiian, brown face dar. That's terrible.
Regular guy.
Dar.
Don't talk to those.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question.
Sorry, dude.
Shh. Speaking of sounds, what's each of your favorite sound that doesn't come from an instrument or a human, like
one.
Water dripping or leaves crackling or something
you
like that?
It.
So water dripping.
No, I'm going to say like the ocean, straight up, man. Ocean, man. Oh, man.
The wind.
I would say that pretty much the same thing since we're born and raised Southern Californians. You know, just that crashing of the waves kind of thing just brings you back home, you know?
Dude, I don't even know that. I don't know how to answer that question.
Freeway.
The beach, bro.
Freeway. No, no.
I don't like
if
the freeway. I
if you live
all night from
no,
my
no,
house.
No, no. Wait a minute.
Man.
Listen. If you can, you let me finish, please.
All right.
If you live near the freeway.
Let her talk, man.
Let me speak.
Freeways, go.
If you live by the freeway, which I've always lived by the freeway because I'm
by the
poor,
freeway once, yeah.
It sounds like the ocean.
You just called
it
me
is.
Poor.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound
you're
like
poor.
The ocean, man. It sounds like a bunch of cars. Dude, one time I live right by the freeway, and one time there was this crazy accident. I could hear helicopters, and it sounded like they were over my house, but they were really right over the freeway on the 94 off of Bancroft.
Oh, you're like in East County. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were trying to save somebody's life.
Yeah.
Don't. I don't. All right.
Just don't. Just please don't.
Props to Piper's Pub.
No, well, the ocean sounds all nice and stuff like that.
No,
I don't like birds all the mess. No, actually, I really like, psychotic yells and stuff like that. If somebody's having just, like, a manic episode, just scream from the heart. Whether in music or not, because I yeah, but I mean, like, no, but I mean, like, kind of the breakdown, just like, fuck, I don't know what I'm going to do. This is like, terrible. I mean, I think I just kind of feel like,
I can answer that question. Being totally wasted at night in bed while I sleep with the TV on for 15 years. Yeah.
Everybody can relate to that one.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And until you get a remote that has a, what's that, the sleep button that works.
Yeah. Or like, you know, I mean, like,
body,
I mean, I think it might
have. That wakes up and turns the TV on for you.
Like, I've counted. I think it's happened like just three times in my life. But you know, if there's if you're in bed and there's like, you know, like you're with a woman and there's like some sounds,
or a
fellow Filipino and there's like sounds of like sexual satisfaction again three times, that's pretty cool too. I mean, I think I'd rather go for that than like listen to the ocean just personally and stuff like that.
Yeah,
wait a minute. Are you saying you've had sex three times in your life?
No, I've had sex about 1,000, but three times the other person enjoyed it also. So yeah. The other times, I don't know. I had a blast, but you know, they were pretty quiet and stuff. You know, it's like I was playing chess with them pretty much. That's the level that it was at. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well,
didn't burn the right incense, I think. That's what happened. Yeah. That's what, like, he didn't it's all about the incense. Did you burn Black Love or was it patchouli? Fuck.
Oh, patchouli all the way.
Okay,
we
cool.
We were 12
why not rock it old school and do some Black Love?
So, so many stuff games, with that. Man.
I know. Yeah.
I never really
I don't even remember a few.
I never really bought incense. 99 cents for once.
Yeah.
They're sucky, though.
Oh, that's why you burn them all. Like things don't catch. Okay.
Then after a while, I just realized, Dad, I'm gonna start doing drugs in my room. I don't care what you say.
You're not the boss of me.
You're not the fucking boss of me. I'm almost 30 years old and I still live in your house. But God damn it.
Tony Danger, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Danger.
My name is Brandon Loftus, by the way.
Switching identities, man.
Dad, I hope you never hear that part.
Oh God. Man.
Funny. What would he think, dude? He'd be like, fuck this kid.
You think he doesn't know you do drugs?
No, he don't know. We don't really talk that much. I'm like, yo, you want me to cook this chicken tonight? And he goes, I don't care.
That's awesome, man. Do you cook it anyways?
Do you cook it afterwards?
No,
you still
cook
it for him?
I still cook it.
Do you still cook it?
That's a true story. I cooked some chicken. I just set them on the couch, by the way, tonight.
Hey, Dad, can I have some money? I need some supplies for my meth lab.
No, I couldn't have a meth lab, dude.
You live in East County. Yes, you could.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, there's... meth is rampant. I'm one of the lucky few who never got into that, though.
That's good.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that.
One out of whole city, really,
Crescendo
probably.
Crescendo says no to meth. Sorry.
Crescendo says no to meth. We don't
do
that.
Math,
so.
Not meth. Yeah. Yeah. Do math, not meth, please.
Do math. Fuck math.
Do math, too.
Who knows math, also? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Definitely not math, though.
Alright. So, if you weren't playing music, what would you like to do? Because I imagine, any musician, that you have to believe that, you know, to a great degree, that's your dream, right? So if you were not living out your dream, what would you do instead?
What's your plan B?
Yeah.
Does this answer count if I wanted to, like, produce musicians? If I recorded?
Totally.
Yeah, I would record musicians. So I'd be around the music, still experience the art and everything. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Audio engineering, just set up sound for everybody, and a high school woodshop teacher.
That's cool, man.
I don't have a backup plan. That's why I'm in this band. But I would be
100%.
Dude, honestly, if I don't have a job, that's what's messed up. This is it. But if I could have one job besides this, I'd honestly like to be a goon in the NHL, and just like kick people's asses.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
I hear they pay well.
Word.
Yeah. People buy them drinks after the game. I know that. But we don't really.
What a reward!
We pretend not to like sports.
Yeah,
we pretend.
You can't be a jockey musician at the same time.
I think I'd if I wasn't playing music, I'd go back to school and study sociology or something like that, and then just go anywhere where there's like some crazy place in Africa or Europe, never be heard from again, but just do charitable stuff. And not really worry about, like, making money, but just do, whether it's just any kind of, like, foreign aid and stuff like that.
I'm sure we could do that with some music here.
Hopefully. Yeah, the Bono approach.
Dude.
Yeah.
The dream alive, bro.
Yeah.
So, cool. Crescendo says yes to charity. That's great. I love that. No, that's good. Good.
No to admirable. Cancer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we all say no to cancer, too. Yeah.
We're positive peeps here.
So tell us a little about your songwriting process, how you guys collaborate.
Well, most of the songs we perform now, I kind of put together. They kind of just came out to. They had the energy to, like, we wanted to play live, and with these guys, we just kind of arranged them together, and they all bring out the songs. So it sounds really fun. I have a good time playing with these band members.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, it's kind of like it's an easy start because Tony always he comes forth with a lot of ideas and stuff that are pretty much complete anyway and stuff, and he's really honest in his songwriting, so we just kind of add in whatever wrinkles we have to and stuff, you know. It makes it like makes it kind of easy for the rest of us, I think, you know, and stuff makes it, you know, really what we have to do is just kind of add on like basic stuff and all that and stuff, but what's cool about it too is because he's the main songwriter, but he values all of our opinions.
He gives us room.
Yeah, there's a lot of freedom involved, I think.
Yeah, I'm coming actually from, like, no experience in live playing at all, and these guys all know what they're doing. So it's kind of cool to have that kind of background.
Man. Don't let this fucking guy lie to you. He shreds, man.
So it's kind of cool to be surrounded by people that have already been in the music scene, and it kind of helps me find my way.
I actually had a class with Brandon, I think, in current family studies in high school.
Okay, left field.
I think that's where we met. I just remembered that.
Thank you. I was wondering about that.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys.
I had to sit in my own desk in the corner of the classroom. I just remember that.
I had this feeling. Wow. I was like, they look like they had a class together.
They don't appreciate people making fun of videos of paraplegics that wear watches on their ankles.
Hey, one of my kids is a paraplegic.
That's fucked
up. Is that true? I would get rid of that thing. Take it back. I was joking, though. You don't have a paraplegic kid.
How do we know that you have
kids?
Well, we feel bad. We regret it instantly. Don't worry.
Don't worry, dude. Like, my dad has hepatitis, and I still make fun of him, dude. I don't care. I don't see the flyers before I make jokes.
Did they teach you abstinence in your Korean family studies class?
I didn't even take that class. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember taking it.
You did?
I didn't get a very good grade in it. Yeah, it was like a kind of a K class, you know. Teach about using condoms and stuff. Moving on, though.
You guys brought me down, dude. You guys brought me down.
All right. Let's see. Let me ask a. All right. Are you all self? You all. Where am I from? Texas.
Y'all.
Hey.
I was talking to an Okie.
Ewens, which is
Ricky. You're about to ask a good question.
I love Okies.
Yo, yes.
No, but
What's that?
Are y'all self-taught musicians or are you trained? Like, have you had music lessons or did you teach yourself?
Okay. Well, basically first self-taught. I've taken some classes and, but basically just self-study. You know, learn from people. Definitely learn from professional musicians. Listening, a lot of ear training, a lot of inspiration training, really.
I kind of come from a background on both sides of my family with music, inspiration, and I just picked up a guitar when I was about 12, and I never had any lessons or anything. I should probably be better than I am right now for 10, 12 years, but it's come a long way since then, so I'm pretty confident in how I play. You know, I kind of found my own sound, but that's how I feel about that. That's great.
Cool, man.
I'm pretty much self-taught. My uncle showed me where the paradiddle was. And I got a couple other things, but pretty much, dude. Honestly, I learned music from listening to like Green Day records, Screeching Weasel. Yeah, just like pretty much.
Pretty much self-taught.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much self-taught. Same here. Mostly self-taught, although I was the worst guitar player of the bunch. That's why I started playing bass in the first place. And then in a very prestigious community college, I studied music theory and composition and stuff like that.
Queen Macca.
Grossmont, actually. Same system.
I couldn't get into Grossmont. I tried.
You couldn't get in? They said no? You said please, and they said no? No, I mean, it was basic stuff. I went through music theory, and I kind of realized so I'm kind of like a nerd, like, you know, I like math a lot and stuff.
Yeah,
so
Brandon's really good at math.
Yeah, so I kind of, but like, you know, instead of doing calculus
not
the rest of my life.
Math.
Yeah, no, but instead of doing like, you know, engineering and stuff like that, like everybody always, all the teachers always told me, music is kind of mathematical in a way, so it's kind of.
Mathematical?
Hard. Yeah.
You know, if you manufacture meth, you'll get really good at math.
Yeah, probably. Let's hope, anyway. No, me and Crescendo says no. So,
no to math.
Yes to math. Yeah. No to math.
Yes to alcohol as well.
Yes to alcohol.
We ain't no 16-year-old kids, so let me just say that.
Will you tell me which is your favorite song to play? And I don't know. You might all have different opinions on that one. Yeah, that's right.
What do you really look forward to?
Yeah.
My favorite is Caught Spark, just because I think that one kind of was an eye opener for the whole set. And I mean, now that there's probably a lot more that we've added to that, but I think that one just kind of created a feel for the whole band and the sound of what we're kind of trying to go for this first album.
Will you be there for me? Will you be there?
I really like Twilight a lot. I think I was actually the last guy to join the band, and I remember going to see their first couple of shows and so then. I think that was one of the songs that I really kind of connected with. And I'm really snobby when it comes to music and stuff. But that was, I remember hearing that song. And I was like, oh man, that's really cool. And I really like the sound anyway. So to kind of join on was a treat.
Like,
but that
I
was
do like
the main
chorus
one.
A lot to that song.
Yeah, that was the main one that kind of caught me and stuff. The chord progression is it's cool and it's a little nasty and creative and stuff. So I really dig it.
So I see you went to see the band and then later you joined them, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, totally. Well, we've all been close friends and stuff. The other bass player just had other stuff going on in his life and stuff, and I was sitting at home, you know, in the shower and stuff, but not doing a whole lot. Yeah, capable. Yeah, going through bottles and bottles of conditioner and stuff, and then they said, hey, they were going to play a show in a couple weeks, and they didn't really have anybody, so I said, hey, I'll join on, and then it ended up being a pretty good fit and stuff, so I just kind of stuck around, you know?
Right now, I enjoy our whole set. I enjoy playing every single song, really get into each song. I would say probably Craving right now, because that has a lot of energy, and we started out with that song tonight, and I get really pumped up playing that song. Yeah, but I really enjoy playing every song, so I can't really say. Craving, though.
It's difficult to find a favorite.
Yeah, there's different, they all have a different feel, and we all play it different, it's kind of have a different sound.
Find a match with one style of genre when you put four people together and try to, this is what we're, you know, this is the sound we're going for. But I think we, you know, kind of finally found a niche that, you know, we'll stick to.
And yeah, that and like, I mean, we all come from pretty, not extreme, different places, but like, I mean, we come from totally, you know, different like musical backgrounds as far as like what we're used to playing. But I think that's what's like, that's what I like the most kind of about playing in this band, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they don't care if I drop drumsticks.
With one hand for a little while.
Sounded good, man.
Down a beer during a guitar solo, whatever.
Yeah.
If we did a room raider type situation for each one of you, you know, we look for, let's see, an MP3 or a disc that was most often played. Which would we find in each one of your, or most embarrassing? You can choose one or the other. Yeah.
Which one would you not want us to find?
Yeah.
I got to think about that. You're going to have to skip me for a second.
I can tell you a TV show. I've been hooked on Real Housewives of Orange County and New York and shit lately.
God.
Yeah.
I can answer that.
Shit. Well,
I don't know.
I think I got rid of it years ago. The first CD I ever bought was Salt and Pepper with like.
Why would you get rid of that?
That's hardcore. Come on.
I don't know. I was 13, so I'm hoping it's not still around in my room somewhere. You know, I've moved several times. You just never know what's in those boxes.
It
was
something you listen to now, though, right?
I didn't say I don't listen to it now.
Oh, okay.
I have iTunes, brother. I have iTunes, man. Okay. I'm into old hip-hop.
The other Brandon, if you walked into my room, you'd probably find just clothes everywhere and snowboards and guitars and everything.
Music,
and if you actually tried to find an MP3 on there right now, you'd find Sardé right now. And I'm not a Sardé.
No, that's
the
good,
same
though.
Oh, somebody played that at the bar the other night.
Hey,
I didn't even know who that was.
If that's embarrassing, you can count me in because Sade's good, man.
I
or Sardé, whatever.
Sardé,
man. No, our music teacher said Sardé. Yeah.
Sardé's
good, man.
I would probably have to say the most embarrassing thing I listen to is Larger Than Life.
Nah, man.
He was referring to a previous band that he was in.
That was, yeah.
That was a joke, dude. It would probably be Alex Jones podcasts. I listen to Alex Jones. I don't know.
I think so.
Here goes again. All right, it's time to end this thing.
Night. I'm a Ron Paul supporter, man. Ron Paul for life, dude.
All right,
I'll
cool.
That bumper sticker until that shit falls off on my car. I don't give a fuck.
That's about as good as Perot. I love it. Okay.
I like Ross Perot, man. Ross Perot had guts enough to come back after the guy tried to extort him for that money and stuff.
Do you think that Ross Perot and Ron Paul are taking the same meds? Like, maybe they see
how
the same psychiatrist?
Like they have the same similar energy. I could see what
Mr. Tweeters.
All right, I'll stop.
Or maybe we're fucking. Maybe those two guys are fucking each other right now as we speak.
They are so gay.
I think so. I think those guys.
I'm gonna say.
Perot, totally.
Is he ears?
Right, right.
There's no top or bottom. Perot put his ass straight up in the air, and the guy holds on to his ears and just takes control.
Oh, there we go. I love it. That's right. That's excellent. Oh, right, I'm digging it.
Do the closing. So you've got an EP coming out, and
yeah. Tell us about the EP.
Okay,
it's called Cloud Figures. There's gonna be sick tracks on it. We're finalizing the artwork. We're actually in the process right now. It's almost done, and then we're gonna distribute it on CD, and it's gonna be up digitally on iTunes and that sort of thing. It's actually up on our MySpace right now, Crescendo Sounds, and you can visit Crescendo Sound or CrescendoSD.com. You can find all our information there.
If you want to know like a lot more about what Crescendo is and what it's going to be, I definitely would recommend listening to Cloud Figures just because it's a stepping stone to what we're about to, you know, explode into. So,
and come to shows because we like to buy everybody that comes to shows free beer.
Absolutely.
I don't have anything else to add. I mean, they, what they said was
his
beautiful.
Arms. Do the laugh again.
What? What they said was beautiful. All right.
Yeah. And seriously, in a moment, the EP is almost done. It's just we're waiting on the, you know, getting all the finalizing, distributing the artwork and everything. So,
excellent.
Yeah. Look out for that.
Want to send them out, right?
No, you don't. Go ahead.
Okay. So, once again, this is Paloma and Davy Jones with PiratePods.com. We just finished speaking with Crescendo. They're a great band from out of San Diego. Come out and see them live. We did, and we enjoyed it, and had a damn kick-ass time over at the Ruby Room in San Diego. Yeah.
By the EP.
By the EP. Come out and support these great bunch of fellers.
I love you,
Dad. Yeah, okay, yeah. He loves his dad. I'm sure they all.
The grand finale.
Grand finale. We're going to ask you guys to do your best pirate impression.
Or tell a pirate joke.
Or tell a pirate joke.
You best be leaving in ghost stories. You're in one.
Arr. Army matey, are you from the United States? Because you look delicious.
What's the earring joke? How much do pirate earrings cost?
A buccaneer.
A buccaneer.
There we go.
Yeah.
Classic. Rocking and old school.